Mass Mocha welcomed its largest ever crowd for a Solid Sound Festival this past weekend, a three-day event created by the alternative rock band Wilco in 2010. This was the fourth Solid Sound. Jody Joseph is Mocha's communications director.
I think we experienced Mass Mocha nearing its capacity on Saturday for sure. I think the rain did drive a few visitors away on Sunday. There were sporadic rain showers throughout the day, but there were thousands of people here until Jeff Tweedy stood from the stage and thanked us and thanked the city of North Adams.
About 13,000 people call North Adams home. Despite some longer than usual waits at traffic lights, Mayor Richard Alkenbright says the city absorbs the influx rather well.
I think the merchants did well. The thing with Wilco is because it's so contained to the campus is once the concert starts, it kind of pretty much sucks everybody out of the downtown and puts them into the Mocha campus. But then as they leave, the Mohawk Tavern that's just been redone, they were slammed Friday and Saturday nights after the concert. I know that some of our restaurants, particularly on the west end of the street here, had done really well.
A study from Williams College found the first festival, which drew about 3,500 people, generated $1.2 million in local spending via lodging, restaurants, and tickets. Since most of the permanent lodging options book up for the weekend, Mass Mocha and the city set up campsites able to accommodate thousands of concertgoers. Alkenbright says the visitors clean up after themselves, and to his knowledge, there were no public safety issues or charges filed related to the concert. To welcome the thousands of people, restaurants extended hours to serve breakfast and late-night dinners, while retailers offered deals and entertainment. The city's tourism director, Susie Helm, says some of the efforts can be replicated for the 4,000-plus visitors who show up for Mass Mocha's Fresh Grass Festival in September.
I think it's something that we would definitely roll out for Fresh Grass, too. I think we need to tweak it because I do know some of the feedback is more that the busy part is really in the mornings before music gets started, not so much in the late evenings. So we just kind of need to tweak what we're doing and figure out how to make the most of the times when it is busy downtown.
Alkenbright says the city will look at permanently moving Saturday's farmers market to Center Street after a strong showing this weekend. He says locals are increasingly embracing the festivals.
I actually had a guy get mad at me, not mad, but frustrated with me because we don't do this more, which is kind of cool because, you know, when you live in North Adams and, you know, sometimes for years you'd get the whole thing about, you know, well, we can't do that, you know. And so what's really, you see kind of a bit of a transformation here with these festivals now and the happiness that you see around the community because of it.
Alkenbright says he met people who came from as far away as Ottawa and Great Britain.
First thing they say is, thank you for having us. We love it here. And I think for them to come into a community like this, that's small, that's friendly, that's kind of quaint, still has some of the urban amenities that they might need, but where they can actually go to a concert and in the backdrop of the stage are, you know, the beautiful mountains in the backdrop, I think to them is just very unique. So we try to do it up as well as we can because we understand the relevance and importance of having so many people in our community.
If Wilco keeps to the current schedule, the festival would return to North Adams in 2017. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.